think Tipperary were more fluent, sharper, more mobile, better support play than us today. Looked extremely hungry. They got a very good start with the goal. You know, they got a good advantage on us early on in the first half, and we brought it back to, you know, a point at half time. And I thought we'd get in at half time and we'd reorganise, you know, just back to the basics again and just get it right again. But, you know, again, they came out in, at the second half and they really drove on again. And, you know, that second goal they got up at the top end really, you know, kind of finished us off there. I felt with Seamus's goal, you know, that we were back in it. And then there was 3 or 4 points in. Hoggy was held up. It was a free in, free out, but it was a free out. So that probably would have brought it back to 3 or 4 points. And, you know, Tip were just, they were more fluent, more better support player, hungrier probably than us, and that's really it.
It just had this.
No, it didn't. Look, it just meant reorganising. Bill is a, you know, a fantastic player, a leader of the team, really. He's one of the senior members of the team. It was a massive loss to us, but, you know, that we just had to reorganise, then putting Luke into midfield, who actually played quite well, I thought, you know, but we lost that then at wing forward, and then we lost Bill at midfield, but, you know, that's not an excuse, really, that, you know, you have to be able to lose one or two players or through injury or whatever. And, yeah, look, it's 7 days, but that's the, I suppose that's the beauty of the Munster Championship. You know, the match is over. You just need to reorganise and focus now on Limerick next week. And, you know, away to Limerick, and we need to get a win. And that's basically it, you know. Just that, look, there's experience there of winning All-Irelands and the Mars and that, and the two McGraths and that, you know, really, really good players who've been there, done that, seen that. And that bit of experience, plus Liam as well on the sideline, and Eamon O'Shea as well. So, look, you know, they were hungry. And after last year's, you know, losing out in the three in Munster, that focus, that hunger was really there. And that's not happening a second time, you know, again. And we didn't match that. Yeah, the positives were, you know, that Sean O'Donoghue, Cadigan, and Niall O'Leary. You know, Niall O'Leary for his debut as a 21-year-old was really, really good. You know, but just further out the field where the problems were, and that's really it. And we need to remedy that and rectify that before next Sunday against Limerick, because Limerick will be hopping next Sunday in the Gaelic grounds, full house again. You know, so as I said to you, that's the beauty of this exercise, that it's over, move on, forget about it, and get ready for Limerick next Sunday. Yeah, I was happy. I was happy at half time. You know, the wind was picking up, and, you know, it was strong, it was weak at times, and I felt that we just get back in at half time, reorganise, resettle, you know, just get focused again. But Tip just came out of the blocks again. So, you know, I thought they might tire in the second half because they put an awful lot of energy into the first half, but they didn't. You know, and that goal then really, it was clinical, and that gave them a cushion then going into the end. And as I said to you, I thought Seamus's goal coming down at the, you know, towards the end of the second half, that we would have the momentum then, and it was a free out or a free in, whichever way it was, and he gave the free out. So, you know, we'd have got it back to 3 or 4 points then, and we would have had more momentum, but that wasn't to be. Yeah, but you know, you need to keep the scoreboard ticking over, and we said that during the week. We need to keep doing that, and if the opportunities, you know, if goal scoring opportunities come, then take them. And you know what I mean? Like Seamus's goal was really good, but you know, look, that's it.
Yeah, look, I suppose, you know, unless you get a performance down here, Peter, you won't win. Thought we found a good level. You know, started very well, gave ourselves a few points of a cushion, but, you know, our discipline in the first half probably cost us dearly. We gave them 8 points and placed balls, and that was a little bit of a down. But I just felt psychologically to go in the pint up, and we knew we had a little small bit of a wind in our backs in the second half, was a help. And look, you know, we got a great start to the second half. We got to 3 or 4 and built on that. And look, I suppose, I just felt John McGrath's goal was peaceful. it's magic, you know, the way we work the ball up. Such a smashing ball across and ball into the back of net. And probably hard for Cork to come back from that. But fairness to them, they didn't go away. They didn't give me any, as was, you know, the last few moments. You just always feel with Cork they're capable of cracking in a goal or two. They got a wonderful goal. But as I said, thankfully, we picked off some really nice points. I think we got 223 or so from play. So that's a good day at the office. You know, I think these guys can play. You know, I said it at the press launch last Monday week that I felt that, you know, we prepared really, really well. We knew exactly what was ahead of us. It hasn't been a happy hunting ground for us. We're coming down to play the team that are going for three in a row in Munster. But, you know, overall today was a really good performance. And, a lot to like about our display. But like I said, 11 years ago here, you could take a bit of a break. You were into a Munster final and you could get 4 or 5 weeks off. But for us, it's just this evening, you just got to roll back again and get ready for what's coming next week, which is Waterford into Semple Stadium, which is a massive match again. So, it's great. But it's at the end of the day, I guess it's 2 points. It's 2 points in the bank. It's not anymore. You know, I mean, there's 2 points won't get you anywhere in the championship. You know, we've got, I think every game you see it today, you know, there was a 1 point puck of a ball in the game in Walsh Park. So, like, the margins are going to be really, really tight. This is a phenomenal championship. I think it's the best championship around. So, whatever three teams come out on top are certainly going to have earned it. But, you know, for us, like, one performance won't get you out. Today is a good start, and that's exactly what it is. But we need to go back. We need to rest our bodies. There's a lot of tired limbs there. A lot of lads put their bodies on the line for 70 plus minutes. But I'm just delighted, but I suppose I'm a realist. I realise it's only 2 points. I guess, John, I'm going on what I see in training. You know, I've seen them up close for months now. I've seen the condition they've got themselves in. You know, I thought every line, you know, like the heroic defending we done finishing up there was very, very much to like. But these guys are able to play, and the day someone tells me that someone's at 29 years of age and is too old to play in championship hurling is, you know, that's contrary to what I think. And like, in fairness, I have a massive, massive competition within my panel. There's some of these under 21s are really, really good. So it's competitive, you know. There could well be changes again for next Sunday. There could be changes to the overall panel. But, you know, it's competitive and has been for the last number of weeks. And that's what made me at ease with myself to know, you know, we've a really good chance of bringing the performance today. And thankfully we did. I know, look, I mean, you know, the recovery starts now. You know, we'll get the recovery. And, you know, I think, you know, I suppose, you know, we have momentum and we're after winning the match, so, you know, we'll be mad to get out and get going again and next Sunday. But again, we're well aware of the challenge that comes, so you just got to go back and do what these guys do. You know, as I said, they've got, you know, with Tommy and Eamon and Dara beside them on the coaching side, and they've got Carves on the S&C. You know, they'll do. We know exactly what we need to do in terms of preparation for next Sunday. And again, it's a massive match back in their own home patch in Turles.
We saw Ben O'Mara limping off there. Is there any...
Too early to say, Maurice. It really is too early. Thought he put in a massive, massive shift, ran from wing to wing. So, yeah, it is too early. You know, I'd really feel for Niall if it rules him out from next Sunday, because he was really, really good today and really hot. But too early to say, I'm afraid.
Another player who really rolled back the ears there today was Brendan Maher. What
did he do? Yeah, look, I mean, his point there finishing up probably summed him up, you know, fielding in the air. You know, as I said, you know, the Cork half forwards, they really do test you. And but I thought, you know, Ronan and Brendan, especially in that second half, I thought, you know, the way they field the ball and the way they drove forward and picked after a few points nicely was nice to see, although they missed a few too. We'll work on that next week.
Was Jason an injury?
No. It was, I suppose, look, we knew it was going to be tired legs and tired limbs, and we just wanted a freshen. As I said, you know, Jake Morris and Mark Yeo and these guys, exceptional forwards. So, you know, we just challenged the lads to try and get to 50, 55 minutes and see can we get more firepower in. So, yeah.
Eamon was your Mairishka today. What's he added over the last couple of weeks?
Look, I mean, as I said, I'm very happy with everybody I have around the squad. You know, everybody's committed to the group, and you know, anything any of them ask the boys to do, they do it to the best of their ability. So, as I said, I'm very comfortable with the. You know, it's not about me. We're trying to facilitate a group of players to be their absolute best for this championship, and. As I said, everybody to a man on the backroom team is contributing and contributing handsomely.
Do you think they redeemed themselves a bit today, Liam, after last year?
There's more than one day for redemption. But look, it is what it is. It's a good start. It's a good performance. And we're very, very happy, as I said, to have got it over the line. But as I said earlier on, 2 points is not going to get you anywhere in this championship. But like, to win in the road is a big win. Let's call it for what it is.
Given your dominance early on, Cork then thundered back into it. Home Park was it, you know, 50 pounds before half time just to get that bit of a lead. The half score didn't really reflect your
value. No, we like our. You mean our discipline failed? We didn't. You know, we just gave away too many place balls, and like someone like Patrick Horgan, he just doesn't miss. Like his radar is always in. And yeah, as I said, I thought psychologically, I thought we deserved to be that point up at half time, but it was important for us to be that point up. And in fairness, let's kick down in that second half.
A good start again in the second half of the year.
Look, I mean, everybody is striving for a good start, but you know, as I said, no, I just thought some of the points we struck were really, really nice scores. I was judging by the crowd on the far side when they hear the little roars, that sounds good to me. So yeah, as I said, we put up a nice score today. You know, to any day you're breaking the 30-point barrier, I think you're doing well and you're difficult to beat. But you know, full credit to Cork, they didn't give it as easy. All right.
Cork presented bodybuilding before the game started with a group of them without very day.
No, I didn't. I mean, Robbie O'Flynn is a fine player. I've seen him in the 21 last year. Like, I know what he brings. You know, he's a very, very good physical player that has a lot of pace. But there's no doubt about it. Bill Cooper was a significant loss. You know, I think he's the powerhouse of that midfield group, and he really brings a lot to the pitch. So, you know, I suppose it's very, very unfortunate. I don't know what the injury was, because I know he was warming up, so I don't know what happened to him. But look, it's unfortunate. As I said, every player and every manager wants to see their best players on the pitch, and unfortunate for Bill. All right.